This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Good evening and welcome to Well. Tex and Jason with you tonight from the Health Promotion Program at the Victorian AIDS Council Gay Men's Health Centre. We've just listened to a song by Eurasia from their new CD, Tomorrow's World, and the song was called I Lose Myself. Hopefully we're not going to lose ourselves tonight.
Fingers crossed, Tex.
Fingers crossed. Fingers crossed we won't indeed. We need to thank the Joy Pop team for another great show. Jason, how are you this evening?
I'm just excited to hear you choose a song from the last...
From this millennium.
This millennium.
Yeah, well, you know, you might get even more surprised later on tonight. There might be something else from this millennium.
But surprise me, Tex, what's on the show this week?
Well, Jason, I always say I'm really excited because we've got a great show tonight, but tonight we do have a really good show. We're going to be chatting. Now, get ready for this. I'm not going to be talking with myself. We are going to be talking...
Wouldn't be the first time.
Oh, well, no, but maybe on air. We're going to be talking with Tex from Grow. So we'll find out all about Tex, not me, and what the organisation Grow is all about. Now, we're also going to be chatting about events happening around town much later on, and pretty soon we're going to have a snippet of news. But Jason, we love to hear from our listener. How many platforms can they use to get in contact with us tonight?
Oh, there's a lot of ways, Tex. They can ring on the lovely telephone and speak to the lovely Gordon.
Oh, the lovely Gordon.
There he goes. He's not even turning and looking at us this time. It's very disappointing.
Half turn.
There we go. And you can speak to him on 1300-JOY-949. Or you can message us directly in studio by sending an SMS to 0427-JOY-949 or emailing onair@joy.org.au. And we'll get that right here. Very exciting.
But there's more.
There is more. There's always more.
There are more platforms. I'm surprised you haven't congratulated me on the use of the word platform.
How many times do I need to congratulate you for using a new word? I've congratulated you once before on
air. Oh, you have? Have you?
I have.
Oh, right.
Jeez whiz.
So, the other platforms?
The other platforms are Facebook and Twitter, where we've got new pages and a Twitter account. You can check us out on facebook.com/wellwellwelljoy. Or twitter.com/wellwellwelljoy. Great way to keep up to date with any of the news stories that we cover during the show and with any of the organizations and projects that come on board to talk to us.
Indeed, and it's a really good way because we quite often will tell people in advance through Facebook just exactly what we're going to be talking about on any particular night. And yesterday I let people know that we would be talking to Tex, not me, about Grow. And today I'll let people know more or less what the music's going to be tonight. So,
and it's been fantastic so far.
No surprises. This is Well, Well, Well here on Joy 94.9.
G'day guys, Kylie Minogue's television brother here, Craig McLaughlin. You're listening to Australia's gay and lesbian radio station, Joy 94.9. That was my best radio voice.
Craig, it was a lovely radio voice. Almost as nice as the voice that Kylie, when Kylie does our promos for us.
Love a bit of Kylie, don't you?
Indeed. Now, it's that time of the show when we do our snippets of news, so we need to make it sound as though we're looking through our papers.
Switch gears and look straight into the teleprompter.
Switch gears, and we'll look straight into that teleprompter. And the teleprompter, Jason, for me, are your eyes, which is rather frightening. And the story we're covering tonight is from the Independent newspaper in the United Kingdom. And it's a story which we've actually followed quite a number of times over, especially the last couple of months. The government in the United Kingdom have been talking about lifting the restriction on gay men to donate blood into the National Blood Service, like the blood bank, call it here.
I mean, this is something that's been talked about quite a bit in the Australian context as well, as there's been quite a bit of attention around reviewing that blood donation policy here as well.
Which they have done, and they have reviewed it in Australia and said, look, it stands. If you're a man who is homosexually active, has had anal sex or oral sex with another man, then you just ain't cut out to make a blood donation here in Australia. Mm-hmm. And this similar sort of legislation is enacted around the world. But in the UK, of course, they are lifting the restriction. In fact, they lifted the restriction on Monday the 7th of November.
Indeed. Which is exciting. Because this is something that was instated in the early 1980s as a response to the spread of HIV and AIDS. But as you said, many, many countries still have that restriction in place, such as Australia. And now the lifted restriction still has some stipulations around.
So there are still restrictions, even though they have lifted restrictions. And I mean, it's really interesting. I mean, you just mentioned the ban, if you like, came in the early 1980s. And it's understandable. It was understandable back then. People didn't know what HIV. We didn't even know the term HIV in the early 80s, didn't know the term AIDS. There were all different sorts of terms which are used, and people were really scared and governments were very concerned, and organisations like blood banks and the Red Cross were very concerned. And so these restrictions were put in place. But of course, over the last 20 to 30 years, we've learnt a lot and we are always learning more. And now we know a lot more about the spread of HIV and how people contract HIV.
Well, it should be pointed out that the previous restriction prior to them lifting it on Monday stated that any man who had a history of sexual practice with other men was flat out exempt from being eligible for donating blood. So the new rule of thumb is that anyone who's had anal or oral sex with another man in the past 12 months, whether there were condoms used or not, will still not be eligible to donate blood. But I guess it's a step away from the lifetime ban.
Yeah, I mean, and if you like the excuse they're using for that, that men who have had anal or oral sex with or without a condom in the last 12 months of, you know, as you've just said, who are still restricted from giving blood, they are saying this is because they want to reduce the risk of infections being missed by testing and then passed on to a new patient. They go on in this story to actually reassure the public, the general public out there, that the blood supply is safe. The blood supply is as safe as it has ever been. They can't give no one can give an absolute, if you like, but they do actually say that the blood supply is as good now as it has ever been. And the really good thing is the Terence Higgins Trust, which is sort of like the equivalent to the Victorian AIDS Council. It's London-based. They are saying that this is good news, although they are. They're also looking at that further restriction about people who have continued, you know, in the last 12 months who have had sex, basically, in the last 12 months. They're saying that's not too good. And the Australian campaigner, Peter Tatchell, who loves to delve into all sorts of stories when they come out, and who does some really good work on the rights of gays and lesbians, and in particular in this issue about gay men giving blood, is saying that it's a big improvement on what the conditions were, but he is saying it's still discriminatory because of the 12-month ban. He's saying that's excessive and unjustified.
Well, unjustified, particularly in the context of it being irrelevant whether the person has had protected or unprotected sex in those 12 months.
Indeed. Yes. Well, look, Jason, we will have more news next week. I'm sure we'll have another interesting news story next week. Not quite sure who's on radio next week.
It's Jill and a special co-host, Grant.
Oh, indeed. That's right.
I'll be actually talking to the COO of Movember.
Oh, Movember. Yes, that will be an interesting show. But that's next week. Right now, this is this week. You're listening to Well, Well, Well here on Joy 94.9.
My name is Margaret and I am a volunteer at the Victorian AIDS Council. I work in the kitchen at the Positive Living Centre in South Yarra. My job sees me preparing dinners a few times a week for the clients of the Positive Living Centre. It's a community centre for people living with HIV/AIDS. I volunteer because I enjoy it. The Victorian AIDS Council is always looking for people to volunteer, so why don't you give them a call or visit their website?
That's right. This is Well, Well, Well on Joy 94.9, and joining Jason and I this evening is Tex. And I have to stipulate, it's not me talking, you're about to hear another voice, and that will be the voice of Tex. And we're going to chat about a group operating out of the Positive Living Centre called GROW, G-R-O-W. Hopefully both Jason and I and the listener will grow an understanding about this group. Good evening, Tex, and welcome to Well, Well, Well.
Good evening, Tex, and good evening, Jason. Thank you for having me here. It's a pleasure.
Great. That's really good.
I think Tex is just happy to have someone else in the room with the same name. Happy or maybe feeling a little less unique because you probably thought that there was only one Tex.
Oh,
well,
no,
there is only.
I have met several Texes in my life, Jason.
And I actually thought I was unique too until I met the Tex. So
you're both very unique. That's
so it's Tex squared.
You're both special.
Now, Tex, to start off with, yes. Perhaps we can find out just a little bit about you, where you work or perhaps where you've worked in the past.
Actually, at the moment, I'm studying. I've been studying for 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
Before that, I'd worked in the chemical industry and textile industry, so really unrelated to what we're doing now, mm-hmm. what I'm talking about now. But, some things happened a few years ago that got me into GROW for mental health. And mm-hmm. My psychologist said to me, and I needed to change careers, basically. I've been in the textile industry for a long time and had a business, didn't work, lost a lot of money, had some problems and needed to change direction.
So what are you studying?
Psychology.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, goodness, careful what you say.
Yeah. You get that quite a lot. Yeah.
Well, I'm sure you do. Now, apart from the topic GROW that we're going to be talking about tonight, what led you to volunteering? And I guess then a lead on from that is what led you to volunteering with the Victorian AIDS Council Gay Men's Health Centre?
Interesting. I initially volunteered with the Positive Living Centre probably about 10 years ago.
All right.
Yep. I worked on reception for about a year, just on a Thursday night.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, that was quite good. And then I had a bit of a break. And then the next part of my volunteering really was, I think, with GROW. And I started with GROW as a sort of a client and then became what we call an organiser of a group. And then later became got back with the VSC or PLC and did a peer support group facilitating course and facilitated a course there, mm-hmm. which went really well. And then got more into a bit more discussions with the PLC and started this GROW group.
Right. So you got involved with volunteering. Why volunteering though? What led you to I mean, you know, I speak to a lot of potential volunteers. In fact, I've been interviewing people all week for a course I'm doing this coming weekend. But yes. So I speak to lots of people about the motivation for volunteering. Mm-hmm. I'm just interested, what motivated you to volunteer?
Sounds a little bit corny, but the thing about giving something back.
Yep.
And, you know, you do feel good about that. And I did some volunteering with Gay and Lesbian Switchboard as well, just volunteering in the office there. That was a couple of years ago. And mm-hmm. you do get something back yourself out of giving. A bit of an Oprah comment, but I think it's quite true. And with the VSC, you do get really appreciated. They actually appreciate the fact that volunteers help out there. And I think it's a big part of how they operate.
Now, you mentioned appreciation, and I might want to make a little mention of some recognition that you had last month at the VAC GMHC AGM, where you received a Special Services Award. First of all, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
And what was it for?
Let me tell you, it was a big surprise. And I'm not exactly sure what it was for. officially, it said for outstanding contribution. Which I don't think I did anything particularly outstanding, and it was a bit of a shock. I've been with the PLC for a while, and the main thing I've done is the peer support group and then the thing with GROW. And I got an email from, I think it was Rowena, mm-hmm. just saying, you got a special invitation to the VAC AGM. I thought, oh, that's nice. And it said yep. something about an award ceremony, and I thought, I don't think that's for me. But anyway, because I hadn't heard anything else about it, so I just forgot about it. And I thought, well, if I'm getting the award, someone will mention something. And nobody mentioned anything. So when actually, I didn't look at the email again until I was actually about to go to the AGM on the day. And I thought, I think I'm getting an award. So I was quite excited, but I wasn't really, you know, I didn't quite believe it really. And yeah, I did get an award for, and I think no one spoke to me about it. So I think it's because of the group we've started with, the Grow Group at the PLC, which is helping.
Well, I can tell you it most definitely is. And it's written up in the annual report. And it's under the heading of Special Service Award.
Right.
So it's a special service which people, in this case, this instance you, have made to the community. Whether that's to the gay and lesbian community, to the positive community, the client community of the Victorian AIDS Council through the Positive Living Centre, it's a big pat on the back. And if I could reach out far enough, no, I can't, I would pat you on the back.
Thank you, Tex. Look, and it is a real honour. And I think the other thing is the VAC, because you had an ad before about volunteering for the VAC. Look, I'd recommend to anyone to volunteer, and especially to volunteer for the VAC. They do make you feel appreciated. And you don't think you're doing very much, but to actually get, you know, invites to a Christmas party and functions, and Tex is usually there serving up the alcohol or something like that. But the other Tex, that is, not me. But yeah, you are appreciated, and that makes a big difference. Yeah, it's good.
Now, I believe you picked the next track for us.
I did.
And which one is that?
Help. By the Beatles.
A fantastic track.
Sorry, it's not from this millennium, but...
That's all right. The next one you picked. I was very surprised by... Well, I thought it was Texas.
It's I'm very, very pleased because it's from my favourite millennium, the last one. So this is Help by the Beatles. And this is a special selection by Tex. And you are also with Tex and Jason and Tex on Joy 94.9.
Help, I need somebody. Help, not just anybody. You know I need someone. Please, please help me. Help me, help me.
Ooh. Great shows, great topics, great radio. Joy 94.9.
Oh, indeed it is. And this is Well, Well, Well with Jason and Tex on Joy 94.9. And our special guest tonight is Tex.
Hello again.
Who's talking to us about the Grow Project. In fact, we're about to start talking about the Grow Project. But that song was chosen by Tex, and it was Help by the Beatles. Now, is that harking back to your past?
It is harking back to my past for a long time ago. I think also we all need a bit of help sometimes, don't we? And just talking about that song, I chose that song because I was meant to choose a song that was 3 minutes in length, and there's not many out there, and it's amazing how much anxiety that caused me trying to find a couple of tracks that were less than 3 minutes. So I know all the Beatles tracks are short tracks, and look, I love the Beatles, always have done. So
did you ever see them live?
I didn't, although I have been on the stage at the Festival Hall taking the exam there, which is where the Beatles played, which is
indeed, yes. See, I even know that, Jason.
Have you ever seen the Beatles live?
No. No.
I'm not that old, actually.
No.
But thank you anyway, Tex.
Thank you. Now, we've asked you in tonight to talk about this group Grow, or this organisation Grow. Perhaps you can tell us, is it a group, is it an organisation? And Grow, G-R-O-W, what's it all about, Tex?
Grow is an organisation. It's a mental health organisation. It started about 1957.
Oh, right.
And, it was started by a group of people who had a mental breakdown.
Mm-hmm.
And after coming out of hospital, they found that there was nowhere to go for support. Usually they were sent to AA or NA or somewhere like that, and which helped a little bit, but they'd come out from a mental breakdown, so it was mental health issues that they had. So they decided, let's start our own group specifically for people with... Initially, it started off for people who had a mental breakdown. And it was first called Recovery, and then later on they changed it to Grow and decided to be all-inclusive for anything to do with mental health issues, depression, anxiety, anything that comes under that umbrella. And what they did was they, over the next sort of 50 years... It's an Australian organisation.
Oh,
and,
it's Australian.
It is, yes. Started in New South Wales, and now they've got... They have groups all over the country and a few overseas. But I've lost my thread now.
Oh, no, that's all right. Actually, I was going to ask you, because I was just assuming, like almost everything else, it would have originated in the United States of America, or it would have originated somewhere in Europe or in Britain or something. But yes, really interestingly, it's developed here in Australia. Absolutely, and has grown here in Australia.
Yes. And it's grown in Australia too. And what I was thinking before was what they did was they wrote down all the things that helped them with their recovery, and they put it in a little book called the Blue Book. And over the next 50 years, they just things that they found helped them in times of crisis or just to get their life back together. They put it in this book, and that became what they called the program. And I came to Grow about 4 years ago. I'd had my own mental health issues. I came to them through the Bridge Centre, which is a drug and alcohol recovery place.
Yep.
And I'd also, I don't want to, I've disclosed that already, so I can go a bit further. Look, I don't know if I had a mental breakdown or a midlife crisis, but either way, I'd had a mental health issue and also suffered a major depressive episode and also became a drug addict at the same time. But for me, the drug addiction was a symptom, not the cause. Okay. So, and by going to Grow, I found by working on my mental health issues, which was really sort of depression and anxiety and really changing my life, it helped me. And, I've been clean from drugs for 3.5 years. And that's one of the things where going back to university, going to university is a thing to get me on a different course in my life, really. And it's given me a passion for mental health. And I've met some fantastic people, some really inspiring people. And, and that's given me a passion for it.
You said that it started here in Australia and in New South Wales. So there are groups in all sorts of communities, because your group is, in particular, it's working with people living with HIV.
That's right, yes.
So, but there are groups around the place for all different sorts of, if you like, if interest group doesn't sound like the right word, but different communities perhaps.
I guess you'd call them peer support or self-help groups. And there's ones all around the suburbs of Melbourne or Victoria. And if you ring the Grow Centre, they can find out where the one nearest where the nearest group is to you. We started this one at the PLC. Well, I dumped some peer support facilitating there, which was great. I'd been in peer support myself and found it really helpful.
Yep.
And from that, I just thought that, there is a big need, I think, for some more help with mental health issues.
Particularly with the high rates of mental health issues among the positive community.
Absolutely. I read an article not too long ago in the HIV Australia magazine, and that's they'd done a survey, I think, in 2006 of almost 1,000 HIV positive people. And 43% said that they had been diagnosed with a mental health condition. So, that just shows you that, and most of those were either depression or anxiety or a combination of the both. So there is a strong need out there for, any support that people with, difficulties can have is helpful. And the PLC were really good in that they, they were keen to join up with Grow and start a group there at the PLC specifically for people who are HIV positive.
Now, we need to hear some important messages. We will be returning really soon with Tex, and Jason here on Joy 94.9.
More of your favourite shows. Joy 94.9.
And this indeed is Well, Well, Well here on Joy 94.9. And you are joined tonight with your co-host Jason and Tex and our guest Tex.
Thank you, Tex.
Thank you, Tex. We could do that all night. Now, we have been talking about this organisation Grow, which is a support group for people with mental health issues.
That's right.
Now, we're talking about a group which you have established at the Positive Living Centre here in Melbourne.
Yes.
The Positive Living Centre being a day centre, or if you like, a community centre for people living with HIV.
Yes.
But as you've said, there are groups for all sorts of different people in all different sorts of communities.
That's right, yes.
Yeah. And that's around here in Melbourne, around Victoria, around Australia, that's and right. A little bit overseas.
Yes, yeah. So anyone can go to a grow group. You just ring the Grow Centre and find out where the nearest one is to you at a time that's convenient to you. But the one at the Positive Living Centre, it's what we call a special group, in so much as it's only for people who are HIV positive. And Look, I think that's a good thing because people who want to talk about their you know everyday coping problems or long-term growth strategies, then come into a group where they don't have to disclose that HIV positive. Everybody is there. It's not an issue. And it's quite interesting that you'd think that would it be an HIV positive group that that would be the main topic, and it actually isn't. Very rarely do we actually talk about HIV. It's usually all kind of different things. But, you know, it is a working group. And that's the important thing. I think with any kind of recovery, and I heard an interesting saying the other day that recovery is a journey, not a destination. Mm-hmm. And I think that's very true, you know. In a lot of respects myself, I still feel like I'm still recovering. And actually, even in the Grow group, I still get a lot from being in the group. And seeing how other people have really benefited from it as well helps me as well. And, you know, it is a 12-step. Another thing about the group is there's no facilitator. So we're taking in turns to lead the group. So, and you do get something different out of a peer support group than you would do just by seeing a counsellor or a therapist. I'm not saying don't see a psychologist.
Yep.
Please do, because that's where I want to be eventually.
Very wise.
But yep. It's a different dynamic in a group where you've got people who've had the same problems as you. You know, a lot of the time, a lot of people with mental health issues, especially anxiety and depression, think you go into isolation. And one of the great things about having a group, and it's a weekly group, you don't have to sign up. Mm-hmm. There's no joining fees. You can just turn up. And if you want to, and it goes for 2 hours, and it's every Friday at 1 o'clock at the PLC.
Now, you've already mentioned one of the differences between Grow and, say, just any peer support group, in that
yes.
You know, there's not one particular facilitator.
Yes.
How else would you say that Grow groups differ from your typical peer support group?
Interesting question. Well, the Grow group, it's a structured meeting. You need to have that because we don't have a facilitator, and we sort of encourage people as they become more confident to take on the role of leading the meeting. And we have a thing called the method, which is a structured part of the meeting, really. And in there, there's a section which I like particularly. It's a section where you can bring up a problem. And when you bring up a problem, then people in the group will give you something to try and... We try and find something in the book that people have written down that when they've had a similar problem that helped them get over that. And we'll give them what we call a practical task, just something small to do for the next week. Now, they don't have to do that. They can say, no, I don't want to do that, thank you. But encourage them to do that. So, it's amazing how when you go back the next week, it sort of prompts you to want to be able to do something if you want to go back, because we also have the next part of the program is progress reporting, and you talk about how you went with your practical task. Mm-hmm. You know, did you manage to do it, or was it a problem for you? And it's all about self-empowering, really, and getting people to take ownership of their own issues. And that's the thing.
But it also sounds as though it allows for the participants to kind of take ownership when they're ready. So there's that.
That's right. Yes.
That range of kind of participation as their readiness kind of increases.
That's right. And the other thing as well, like sometimes you can be the person with the problem, and the next time you can be the person being the solution person, trying to help somebody else. And in itself, that is quite empowering as well, because you know, a lot of the time you can think that you can get to the stage where you think, I'm worthless, I can't do anything. And when you go into a group where you think, actually, I can actually help people, you know, some of the things that where I've had problems, I've got a lot of insight now, I can help other people. That's quite empowering as well.
Now, Tex, we've got another song which you have chosen, and it's by Rihanna. Whatever. Possibly from this millennium. It's the song's called What's My Name. Now, why is there a reason for choosing this particular song?
No, look, I tended to have quite old music taste, a bit like yourself, Tex.
Yep.
But recently I've realised I need to update my library a little bit. And I love Rihanna. She's got some great tracks on there. I loved CeeLo Green as well, but a lot of his tracks were too long. So, I like this one by Rihanna.
He was dealing with the song, Nancy. It's all right. It's all right, Jason. Let's hear the song. This is Joy 94.9. Whoa, 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 with Tex, and Jason.
Thank you.
Hi, this is Francois Sagat. Et vous écoutez Joy sur 94.9.
Indeed, and he just said you're listening to Joy 94.9, and this is Whoa 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 with Tex Jason and our special guest this evening, Tex, talking about the support group for people with mental health issues called GROW. Now, Tex...
Yes, Tex.
We were... I could never get over hearing that. We were talking about the group. You mentioned that it's a 12-step group.
It's a 12-step program.
Yep. And something I wanted to ask you. Now, it's happening out of the Positive Living Centre, and so many people often see the Positive Living Centre as a gay boys club for people with HIV. Mm. Now, is this group GROW? Is it just for gay men? Is it just for men? Or who is it for?
It's for anyone who is the group at the PLC. It's for anyone who is HIV positive.
Yep.
And it's not a gay group. It's not a straight group either. It's strange. Some people in the PLC are going, oh, it's a straight men's group, which it isn't. It's quite a diverse group, actually. So it's for anyone who's HIV positive. At the moment, there's only men in there, and it mm-hmm. would be great to see some HIV positive women come in there. Look, the group, the GROW group was previously was sort of 50-50 men and mm-hmm. women. And, look, me personally, I haven't had much contact with HIV positive women, and I think it would be great to see one of those or some of those in the group. I don't know what sort of support they're getting, but if they've got issues that they want to discuss and want some help with, the GROW group would be great, and would love to have them there.
Now, you mentioned that the group meets on a Friday at the Positive Living Centre.
Yes.
That's 51 Commercial Road in South Yarra. I think it's South Yarra, isn't it, darling?
It's all a bit of a blur. It is. East of Boundary.
The old Braille Library.
The old Braille Library. Yes. The gorgeous octagonal dome. Mm. Now, how can people get information? What's the website, for example?
Well, you can go to the GROW website, which is mm-hmm. grow.net.au, I believe, which you can look on the Joy Facebook page, I believe.
Oh, indeed.
That's right. There, yeah. Facebook.com/ well, 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 join.
Indeed, but if you would just want to go straight there, it's the usual three W's dot GROW, GROW dot net dot AU. And once you go to that website, and I was really interested, it's got different breakdown for the different states. So there's information about what's happening here in Victoria.
Yes.
And obviously, there are, as you mentioned, there are groups, general groups around Victoria that people who may be dealing with a mental health issue who aren't living with HIV can access as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I imagine people would be able to find out through the organisation GROW how they could start their own groups as well.
I think initially you'd want to be involved in a group. Mm-hmm. And I guess that's the other great thing as well. I don't work for GROW. I'm just a grower, as we call it.
Mm-hmm.
And most of the people who run the groups tend to be, have gone through the GROW program themselves and are just sort of volunteers. But the best way to find out where the nearest group is, I think, is to ring the GROW Centre. There's a 1-800 number on the website, and they will tell you where the nearest group meeting is for your area. So that's probably the best way.
And the number is 1-800-558-268. That's 1-800-558-268.
I'm very impressed, Tex.
It was actually Jason who found the number very quickly.
Very on the ball.
As soon as you mentioned it. Tex, it's been really good to have you in talking about GROW. It's interesting to find out about this service.
Thank you.
Or this support group, really, for people living with HIV, where there's no leaders, although someone does become the leader each night, or each afternoon.
Yes.
But it could be you 1 week, it could be someone else the next.
Yeah.
It's been really fascinating, and we will continue to promote this group in our news snippets. Perhaps not tonight because we've spent a bit of time tonight, but in the future weeks to come. It's been good to have you in the studio with us.
Thank you very much, Tex, and thank you, Jason. It's been a pleasure.
This is Well, 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 here on Joy 94.9.
You never close your eyes anymore when I kiss your lips. And I can't go on, whoa, whoa, whoa. And I can't go on.
94.9, the only station gutsy enough to play this classic track.
This is Well on Joy 94.9, and that was the ever gorgeous Cilla Black, still alive and kicking. Cilla Black with You've Lost That Love and Feeling.
I think I just found a sting that I'm going to have to bust out any time I do a show with you, Tex.
Why, what is it?
Joy, the only station gutsy enough to play this classic track.
Well, indeed. Indeed it
made
is.
Made just for you, clearly.
Thanking you. Now, Jason, we've had a couple of messages in.
We have indeed. And the first is from Jill, who is having a lovely evening off.
Mm-hmm.
And she's enjoying both texts on air this evening. And really, she's just happy that it's not my music.
Yep.
We're just going to delete that message. Right. Done. And we've also got a message in from Zach, who is enjoying the subject. About grow and mental health, particularly as he mentions, HIV and mental illness sometimes is a huge double stigma.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's a great point to point out.
Yep.
He
also says it's great to hear someone with such passion. You just got rid of the message and I was reading it. With such passion for HIV mental illness. Mm. So, yeah, that was from Zach.
And last but not least, we've had an anonymous message. Which isn't that anonymous, I don't think.
Right.
But they're loving the double text as well. Huge fans for you two. And, yeah, actually leads into quite well into the snippets as well.
Oh, great. That's good. Now, it is that time to do some information, some snippets of information, as time is fairly quickly fleeting. And I thought we might start off tonight by talking about the Quit Fresh Start course. So in partnership with Quit Victoria, people living with HIV/AIDS Victoria provide a free 4-week course for all people living with HIV who wish to quit smoking. Now, the course covers a whole lot of topics, but it includes stuff like understanding smoking and why you smoke, planning to quit, looking at the health effects of smoking, and also the different quitting methods. One that's going to be really important for me, coping without cigarettes, both physically and emotionally, and then staying stopped in the short term and in the longer term, and how to enjoy being a non-smoker forever. If you'd like more information, you can contact people living with HIV/AIDS Victoria on 9863 8733. I'm just thinking that may be the wrong number.
No, that is the right
number.
It is
their new number, indeed. 9863 8733, said with certainty.
Now, it's good to point out, though, as you'd probably be able to agree, even if you've tried quitting smoking before.
Oh, indeed, yep.
And this might be a good chance for you if you've tried before, or if this is your first time, or you're contemplating it, you're still not sure. It's great to kind of build up those skills because it's a difficult task to take on.
It is indeed. It is indeed.
Hmm. Now, we'd like to talk about Minus 18, don't we, Tex?
We do indeed, because they're a great group.
They are a great group, and it's a group that's actually the largest support network for gay and lesbian teenagers all over Australia, and mm-hmm. they run underage dance parties, workshops, and social events throughout Victoria, and have a fantastic website as well, and very supportive of the work that we do at the Victorian AIDS Council Gay Men's Health Centre. And their website is -18.org.au.
That's right. The Rainbow Families Council is a volunteer group which aims to ensure rainbow families are treated equally. Now, the group has a number of resources available on its website, and that's to help families understand the law. If you'd like more details, you can go to their website, very simply, one word, Rainbow Families, FAMILIES, rainbowfamilies.org.au.
Now, speaking of rainbow families, I do need to make a little plug for the latest episode of Queer as FXXK.
All right. Queer as FXXK, yep.
And that's the Victorian AIDS Council Gay Men's Health Centre's web-based soap opera.
Mm-hmm.
And we find out what's happening with Glenn and Devo's potential surrogacy at facebook.com/QAFXXK.
Indeed. And I looked at it today and I can't give anything away, but it's so interesting to see the twists and turns of this this family of people. I know they're not family by blood, but this family of people, of gay men, and all of the people associated all around them. It's really quite interesting.
And if anyone's a fan of Andrea Powell or of Adam Richard,
mm-hmm.
check out the episode because they're both in it and they're both fantastic and fabulous.
Now, Jason, World AIDS Day is coming up.
It is indeed.
It's the 1st of December, and at the moment at the Victorian AIDS Council, we have heaps of volunteers coming in at all different sorts of hours to make red ribbons, because the red ribbons this year again have been sponsored, which means when we are distributing the World AIDS Day and volunteers are distributing the ribbons on World AIDS Day, all of those ribbons have already been sponsored. So they are being given out to people all over the Melbourne Central Business District, because we hope that on World AIDS Day, the 1st of December, there is a sea of ribbons on chests and breasts. Mm-hmm. If you'd like more information about becoming a volunteer and perhaps helping out on World AIDS Day, 9865 6700 is the number of the Victorian AIDS Council, 9865 6700, and you can find out about it via our Facebook page, and you can also find out about it from the Victorian AIDS Council's page. And probably the easiest way is to go into your favourite search engine and just type in Victorian AIDS Council, and you'll get all different sorts of information and even see a few gorgeous photos of some of us.
Now, of course, this is all going to be kicking off with a little bit of a launch event at the Greyhound.
Oh, yes. And when's that?
That is going to be on the 25th of November.
Mm-hmm.
So leading into AIDS Awareness Week.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to find out more information, keep an eye on the local press. There'll be ads going out this week.
Indeed.
But it should be a good opportunity, because it'll also be launching the latest edition of the Drama Down Under campaign.
Oh, dear. And this is going to the circus?
This is off to the circus.
Yes,
Frank indeed. Is off to the circus.
So have a look in our favourite community media, MCV or Southern Star, and you'll beginning to start to see the ads for that.
Or out in the street as well.
In the street as well, and in fact on billboards, especially if you're driving down Punt Road. Now, Jason, it's time to go. I can't believe it. Where has the hour gone? Anyone you want to say hello to tonight?
I'll say a big hello to Jill, who's enjoying a night off.
Yep, and thanks to Zach for your message as well, and to Anonymous Michael. And coming up next, of course, is Hide and Seek with Dean and the apprentice Andrew. I'd like to say hello to my partner Harry, to Warren in Cairns, to Wayne in central New South Wales, to Vicky and Deb across the road from where I live, and a very big special thank you to Tex from grow.net.au. If you want to find out all about Grow, you can go to our Facebook page, Well, 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 Joy. It's time for us to say goodnight. We'll be saying goodnight with a song by Jimmy Barnes, Ain't Too Proud to Beg, and that says it all. Cheers, everyone. Good night, and have a great weekend.
I know you want to leave me, but I refuse to let you go.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. To find out more about Joy 94.9, check out joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.